Okay. We should be back now. Like myself. I'm sorry, everyone. It was all of a sudden it just turned black. And then my OBS was not working. And my OBS was still streaming, but then on GTV it just disappeared, so I don't know what happened. I'm gonna check later with the other people later. So yeah, let's just keep going then. What is turn off? Oh. Say something.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about. Yeah, as we can see, on August 14th, he finally was collapsed, right? He went to the hospital. 80% to 90% of his lung was infected.
Okay.
And he actually called the ambulance 3 times that day. No, he called one time, but it didn't come. So his comrades from UK called 3 times to like, hey, are you guys coming, you know?
Yeah.
And when he was in the ICU for all the COVID patient, and he said that the scenario is so scary. He said, I couldn't take a picture because it's like for privacy, you know, they're all some people in the head of like ventilators. It's like, and the doctors and nurses, because they're ICU, they're severe cases. They're all wearing like those chemical, like biological suits. It was so scary.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, there's no one came out of this ICU except him.
Mm.
Because the treatment here.
Yeah.
And the doctor and nurse was so surprised because he was 3 days. After 3 days, he was in recovery. And they're like, okay, how did you recover? Can we take some of your blood for your antibodies test? And they take a lot. Probably 20 more than that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's insane, yeah. But it makes sense.
And when he arrived in the hospital, all they have is ventilators. There's nothing else. Ventilators, as we all know, did not help at all. Sometimes increase severity because the problem is the parasite and the, you know, you're inflamed your body. When you give... He said when the oxygen went into the lung, it's not just like you breathe in it. He said you can hear the wind like come just like stuff it into your lung.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically just force oxygen into your body, right?
It was so scary. At the same time, he was on his hospital bed saving another comrade from China. He was in the prison and Miles was like, and he was contacting the when this family was arriving in UK, he was like, take care of the guy, take them to here. And this dude
always on,
crazy,
huh?
That's the people like I really like, everyone respects. Oh my god. So that night when he was sent to the hospital ambulance, right, when 80 to 90% of his lungs would start to have problem, he started to stop his heart.
His heart stopped?
Yeah. It's called pavically, right? So it's like time, sometimes stopped and then he started again.
Okay.
It was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when he went to this high dependency unit.
Mm-hmm.
Every hour, the hospital asked his caretakers to call in the hospital every hour just to check. If anything happened, then they can update to them.
Yeah.
Because he said, as we said, this is what I meant by ICU, high dependency unit.
Okay.
It's, you know, nobody came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the second day he was in the hospital, he has a very thick, spit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say spit?
Saliva?
No, something? Spit. Yellow spit.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Mucus in his throat? Or?
Yeah, something like that. And then he has problem breathing. His blood oxygen was 94 though at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. And then at that day, he started taking ivermectin too. So So 18 milligram hydroxychloroquine.
Finally, after he went to the hospital, zinc.
Yeah.
He started to take like a little bit. So okay. He knew he was overdosed.
Yeah.
That's good. He was taking vitamin C
and dexamethasone, 6 milligram in total.
Okay.
So I have to say, ivermectin is also very, 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 very important. From all the articles I've read, ivermectin has been the secret, medicine for treating a lot of patients and healed from the COVID.
Yeah.
And that's why CNN is attacking so much for the ivermectin.
回来了，默默跟随。刚刚莫名其妙。
我们刚刚莫名其妙的就我这个 OBS 它也没有停，但是它这个 GTV 上就停掉了，也不知道为什么就变黑框了。我不知道是不是被黑了还是怎么，但我估计也不会。等我再去问一下。继续啊。
Okay, 15th August. Look, that's what he looks like. He was having to take this mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has to actually sleep on his stomach because that helps him breathe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really hard.
The same time he was like rescuing another comrade.
Damn.
This guy never gives up, huh?
Look, yes.回来了。
And then that's the food we made. UK 卓玛姐
she made
for him,
and she's responsible for bringing food to him every day. Even
though the hospital has food, but they're shit.
Yeah.
So this is favorite food, bao zi and porridge. You know.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. And very soon, David start to have yeah, 16th.
After 3 days of he being in the hospital and start taking ivermectin,
he has start to have back of his taste.
Start to smell food and he start to eat, you know? Food start to have, is become tasty. But the thing I have to say, just like Feifei, they got COVID. After they recover from the coronavirus, the body is not just recover 100%. It's like a long-term drag of just up and down, up and down. So it depends, you know?
Yeah.I get it. It's just, it's like you're in a car accident. You know, you go to the hospital and get fixed, but you're not like 100%. It takes a long time to get like really, really good.
Yeah.
Your body's really attacked.
Yeah.
What is that down there? The tocilizumab?
It's a shot the hospital gave him.Oh, 我们来了。Okay, 我们继续。Okay, and then his blood oxygen level went up to 97.
Okay.
Third day.
Mm-hmm.
Hospital, they're like, what? Because they did not give him ivermectin.
Yeah.
He secretly took it just in case they're going to stop him. Yeah. So he was secret took him in the box that the 卓玛姐bring him food every day. It was in the box, he's taking it.
Yeah.
And zinc and taking ivermectin still 24 milligram hydroxychloroquine 400 milligram a little bit of zinc and a little bit of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
So on the fourth day, his blood level went to 97. His zinc level probably is not overdosed, it's balanced. His body start to detox all the over too much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on 17th.
Finally, some vitamin D.
Yes, vitamin D, yes. Yes. Stopped taking zinc.
Yeah.
And stopped taking hydroxychloroquine as he get better and better. And the
ivermectin was taking 36 milligrams. So I have to say, ivermectin here is like number one.
Yeah.
Saved everything. He started to have his taste, things.Become better after he started taking the ivermectin, looks like.
Yeah.
Flower from comrade.
17th August, so sweet.
18th, next day.
He's leaving,
because he actually 3 days later, he could leave already, but the hospital's like, okay, we need him to do more analysis, because like, what the heck, he's to recover so fast. So it's like, just stay a couple more days. We're going to observe you.
Just to get like blood work. And
yeah. And they did a lot of, I think, a lot of questionnaire and stuff for him because he's the only one who got out of it. So they need a lot of information.
Yeah.
And Miles told him, like, give him everything. Tell him what you take so they can save more people, you know?
Yeah.
And he's also letting them take as much blood as they need for analysis.
Yeah.
So great. He finally got, oh, he didn't leave the hospital, but he got out of the high dependency unit.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that night he was like, really have a good appetite. Blood oxygen level 93. This is the normal unit here.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the stuff he's taking, just like we said, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Normal oxygen mask, breathing become normal. On the seventh day of his coming to the hospital, he's feeling good, has been taking the shots, medicine shots, and was eating food and eat a lot of food. That's really good. On the eighth day, there's still some part that was infection on his lungs, but the doctor says, you know, his breathing stats is good now. He can move out of the hospital. He can go home now.
Okay.
Though he was still coronavirus positive when he got out of the hospital, the doctor said this is normal. It will usually take one more week to become negative.
Yeah.
But
but is it very transmittable at that stage as well? Or
No. He's not going to give to other people, but he need to be very careful not to get another coronavirus on himself.
Yeah.
Because that will be, he will be like really, really devastating. Mm-hmm. So when he got back home, he was quarantined for his own good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the 21, he left.
21, yes.
Yeah.
So 13, he got in 8 days later. Actually, he feel really good 3 days, but the hospital like observed him for five more days. And he's going to do a scan to his general doctor 3 months later and see how he is with his lungs and everything.
Okay.
So that's basically it. It's really good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's sharing his food. Let's see.
Just a lot of food.
So cute. And curry and muffin. Still have positive, you know? Keep it positive.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
Mm-hmm.
26th is the day he got out of hospital.
Okay.
No, 21st, but 5 days later.
Hmm? What do you mean?
No, so in UK, they have the self-test test kit.
So 5 days after he come home,
yeah,
he finally is negative now.
Okay.
Yeah. He took a picture for not taking a shower for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Hard.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
So yeah, so that's another example for how good
this ivermectin can treat COVID patient for severe patient and is really successful. So, you know, CNN and all the media, I hope people seriously to this time, I mean, there's nothing good, nothing for us benefit we can get from asking you not to be careful, but to just for care about it. But CNN, we all know they have people are behind them who's the invisible hands controlling it, and who is also the same AstraZeneca vaccine. Google is the, you know, the investor of the AstraZeneca and a lot of stuff. So why the heck would they tell you the truth? They want you to take the vaccine. And you ask, well, why would they want you to kill you? Well, What do you think is too much population? And if you think they're not that crazy, well, you're too naive, because there's a lot of material resources, people's real life stories and videos talking in front of the camera, telling you how bad their daughters, their kids died out of the vaccine, and the videos of the shots is magnetic, you know, and how the videos of what they become like paralyzed and dead after taking the vaccine, and medical doctors come out to talk about this is a propaganda. It's about the vaccine. The COVID is just to scare you. The big meal is the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And everything is there if you just open up your mind. You know, you don't have to, and you cannot ask us. We don't have the answer. Like, why would be people so evil? I mean, I don't know. I'm not them.
But when the truth, the facts is there, well, can you just like look at it? Because this is about yourself. It's about your life. It's on your hand. If you make one decision, it's bye-bye. There's no coming back. Because it's COVID vaccine hadn't found with graphene oxide, which will never, never come out of your body. And vaccines has been always have a lot of sketchy stuff that can be put into the vaccine. Nanoparticles, parasites, a lot of stuff that can be put in it. Why the heck do you believe that the government, who's always have a propaganda or a plan behind it, you know, always, because remember the first time that was like 2008 depression, the government was the last person, the bankers are the last person to tell you, yes, depression is coming, you need to get your money out of the bank, right? You're always the last one to know. Why the heck would you believe then? And when there's like doctors, good ethical doctors coming out risking their lives, you know, because you're fighting with big pharmas, or the most powerful people, Google, Twitter, getting banned, you have no place to speak up. Why are they doing that? Why would they risk their career to do that, to tell you that? When they list out, when they obviously know more than you, because you're not a, you don't see what's going on. All your reality is based on media. But when the facts is there, when people are victims of telling you not to take the vaccine because it's killing people, killing my kids is gone. If you still believe, oh, it's just one of a billion, I'm the lucky one. Then I guess that's why we are here right now, struggling to tell you the truth. That's why people are dying. We are taking the consequences of our own ignorance. Our humanity is doing that, you know?
Yeah, an argument can be made like, okay, but what about all the good doctors that say take the vaccine? Well, the thing is that they obviously are going to fool, they're going to make people like doctors and stuff start talking about them and make you take the vaccine. They're not going to make like politician talk to you and say take the vaccine. To make it believable, they need to have people that are is high of a status, like high-end doctors, tell you, oh, you need to take the vaccine. That's the only reason. Maybe they don't even know that the vaccine is bad. They just get told by people, just spread this information because people believe you, you know? But as we said in the Fauci emails, you know, it is doctors that know better. But some doctors, they just don't know, you know?
I've seen a lot of pictures of people who, no matter if it was from Pfizer vaccine or CCP Chinese vaccine, they all start to have those red patches on the skin, is exactly the same of people with HIV patient would have. And this coronavirus, this spike protein is proven has not only the bat virus, but also the HIV. I mean, you know, and of course, the most insane part is CNN is talking about, well, CDC did not approve, or FDA did not say that, or nobody said ivermectin is treating. Well, where is your where's your back backing up? What's your resource for backing up? They don't have, you know why? Because they don't even know where the heck COVID coming from.
They don't even know what's going on. What is COVID? What's inside of it? They haven't found out the origin, meaning they don't know what's really inside the coronavirus. Then how would they, why would they have any rights for speaking up, for treating about this? Not treating, taking the vaccine. They don't want treatment. Crazy.
Yeah.
So I want to read some articles, as we have read before, about ivermectin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 谢谢一晨文字, thank you, and Yuri. Crazy world we are living in those days.
Really crazy.
I want to read this first. I'm going to block his face.
I'm going to get blocked out again. That's weird. There we go.
Okay. This is talking about Joe Rogan as well, right? But this is kind of being very unbiased. It's not supporting Joe Rogan, but it's also not supporting CNN. It's talking about facts. Let's read.
Yeah.
There clearly is not evidence that ivermectin is not penicillin, at least as far as its effective on COVID-19, as is noted in nearly every mainstream story about the subject. The WHO has advised against its use pending further study. There have been randomized studies showing it to be ineffective in speeding recovery, and the drug's original manufacturer, Merck, has said there's no meaningful evidence of efficacy for COVID-19 patients. However, it's also patently untrue, as is frequently asserted that there's no evidence that the drug might be effective. This past week, for instance, Oxford University announced it was launching a large-scale clinical trial. The study has already recruited more than 5,000 volunteers, and its announcement says what little is known to be true, that small pilot studies show that early administration with ivermectin can reduce viral load and the duration of symptoms in some patients with mild COVID-19, and it's a well-known medicine with a good safety profile, and because of the early promising results in some studies, it is already being widely used to treat coronavirus in several countries. And let's just show you another that have been talking about long time, the Daily Expose, about the crime of the century, the suppression and censorship of ivermectin to favor experimental COVID vaccine. He said more than he said it more than better than me, yeah?
Yeah.
Wenji said more people will be waking up for, oh, thank you so much. Let's see what they say. The COVID shots were brought to market under emergency use authorization, which can only be obtained if there are no other alternative available. In a sane world, the COVID gene therapies would never have been gotten an EUA, as there are several safe and effective treatment options available. One treatment that stands out above the others is ivermectin, a decades-old anti-parasite drug that is the World Health Organization's list of essential medications. What makes ivermectin particularly useful in COVID-19 is the fact that it works both in the initial viral phase of the illness, when antivirals are required, as well as inflammatory stage, when the viral load drops off and anti-inflammatories become necessary. It's been shown to significantly inhibit SARS-CoV-2 replications in vitro. First of all, it speed up viral clearance and dramatically reduce the risk of death, which is why David taking it and was, you know, recovered very, very soon. It's not even mild symptom, it's a severe symptom, nearly death symptoms. He would not be here without those medicines.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so angry when people are like laughing at ivermectin when it can save life. Like, I wonder when they, if one day, God forbid, if the one day they got coronavirus and they're, seriously, they only give you ventilators and you're begging for a solution. And here it is. If you're like, okay, I'm dying anyway, I might just try the horse paste and it saved their life. I wonder how ignorant they will be. Like, I don't want them to be go through that to understand something like this.
You know, some people
Yeah.
don't understand when what they say is going to be effective, causing a lot of people's death. You know, they just don't realize when they're being ignorant. They think they know more than anybody else. They think CNN knows more than anybody else. They think they're so smart because they're reading information from CNN and laugh out loud. So it's like, so funny. You guys are so dumb that you're not taking a vaccine. Well, do you even know? Have you seen all the videos of the proof of what's inside the vaccine? You know? Let's see. If you've been trying to share the good news about ivermectin, your undoubtedly noticed that doing so is incredibly difficult. Many social media companies are banning such posts outright, promoting ivermectin on YouTube or even discussing benefits. So now YouTube is banning anything topic with ivermectin.
Okay.
Even if you're talking about just it has nothing to do with COVID, you cannot talk about it.
Okay.
It's a freaking crazy. Violates the platform's posting policies. Dark Horse podcast host Brett Weinstein, PhD, is but one of the victims of this censorship policy. We have to know that the WHO and drug companies are severely compromised. The WHO's rejection of ivermectin only makes sense if A, you take into accountable that the emergency use authorization requirements. B, remember that the WHO received a significant portion of its funding from private vaccine interests. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the second largest funder of the WHO after the United States. And the Gavi Alliance, also owned by the Gates, is the fourth largest donor. The Gavi Alliance exists solely to promote and profit from vaccines. And for several years, the WHO Director General, Tedros Adhanom, served on the Gavi Board of Directors. Everybody's working with everybody. Why the heck would you believe them? They're the owner of the vaccine. Of course, they want you to take the vaccine.
Of course.
And the FLCCC calls for widespread and early use of ivermectin. In the United States, the FLCCC is like the frontline doctors for fighting the COVID virus, you know? Has been calling for widespread adoption of ivermectin, both as prophylactic and for the treatment of all phases of coronavirus. And Corey has testified to the benefits of ivermectin before a number of COVID-19 panels. So yeah, it's not a joke.
Not, it's yeah, it makes sense, you know, that for example, you know, YouTube and those platforms just ban it all right. They're on all in on this. I remember I had this Instagram account and I just mentioned Miles actually and something about the vaccine in one of like a DMs and my whole profile got deleted. So they are in on it all.
I'm sorry. His Instagram was got deleted because he sent a private message to a YouTuber who is for fighting like takedown CCP. And he just said, "Hey, I wonder if you have heard about my school," and his account was deleted.
It's pretty not fun.
It's
It was
pretty
like a
insane.
business account for me, you know, so it was
Yeah.
not nice to lose. But that's how it is. They just take it down right
You
away.
should be happy that you don't have like 50,000 followers, and then you'll be more devastated.
Yeah, of course. If I have 50, it'd be nice to have you have 500 and nice either way.
Yeah. So I want to read this as well. The mainstream media is lying to you. Ivermectin was proved for human use decades ago. It isn't a horse dewormer. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a private corporation posing as a public health agency, ivermectin should not be used by human.
Oh, wow. They're literally straight out lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying you should not use it because it is intended for all animals. A quick and easy fact check reveals the claim to be patently false. The fact of the matter is that while ivermectin is in fact used in animals, it is also approved for using humans also as kids. The only reason that many people are having to take the animal version these days is because the government authorities have made it next to impossible to obtain a prescription for human ivermectin, while animal ivermectin is freely available to feed stores and online. The lie is being put forth by CDC because people have found out that ivermectin kills coronavirus, and if a $3 drug kills that disease, then there's no reason for taking the dangerous and infected genetic therapy in mass creating as a vaccine. And last, like many episodes ago, remember we talked about this scientist professor was talking about 2 years ago to 10 years ago, this CRISPR incorporate with the CRISPR technology, they can put even a movie inside your cells, right? They can perfect your defect genes.
Yeah.
And a lot of things. And they can put a signal inside of it, receptor. They can be activated through light and 5G. And those things are slowly to surface. And I have to say, when I was streaming, we were streaming with Miles. Everyone is making their PPT, PowerPoint. And I was making my PowerPoint talking about this can be activated. The vaccine can be activated by 5G and light and all the stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, should I put it on? Like, is it ridiculous? I said, no, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it means as time pass on, more stuff become to surface. I do know that Miles knows a lot of stuff, but he just want to reveal it. He doesn't want to, you know, because if he revealed too fast, people are not going to understand. He has to be in the pace that people will understand with on the same understanding as him to slowly open the door. Otherwise, people will freak out. Because imagine like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, he already know this was going to happen. Half of the population who took the vaccine is going to be gone.
Yeah.
People are going to be, okay, you're mad shit crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want people to know that from the whistleblower, we know that a lot of things are going to change. And we are so... I told you about this. We're like in the top of the world because we're on the head of the intelligence. We know everything because Miles knows everything. We're ahead of of the world.
Yeah.
Of the world, meaning the mainstream population, because main population, they only based on mainstream media. Mainstream media will never tell you the truth. Same as Google and the website. You will never find out the truth. If it's, you can Google it. That's what Miles said. He said, if you can Google it, that's not real, even to like population, even to how much food they import, and all the data, it's not real. It's just, if you believe that, you know, if you believe Wikipedia, you're living like a lot of people, like living in the not Truman Show, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what we learned,
and we trusted so much because, hey, for so many years, what Mario said has come true. And I believe a lot of people who even they don't follow whistleblower, they know about this vaccine is sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Also, the scary part is in the future, people need to think about the after effects of the people who took the vaccine, because obviously they're not going to, all of them are going to die. But let's say half. Let's say 25% of people who took the vaccine are going to be dead. The rest is either going to die on the way. They haven't died yet. They're just like on the way to die, right? 20% is on the way to die. Another 20% is going to die when they're driving an airplane or on the bus you crash on the river, anything can happen. Another thing is, if your parents, they all took the vaccine, if they didn't die, but they're handicapped, who is going to be taking care of them, right? The people they you love the most. We're going to be the person who take care of them. The saddest thing will be in the world that the healthy people in the future are going to spend all their time to take care of the people who are handicapped. You know, it's almost better if they just like die than dragging all the people alive, you know? And also is the people that after they die, you know, the graphene oxide with all the stuff, let's just describe it as a genetic modified food. We talked about genetic modified food, corpse, a genetic modified corn, if it's close to a healthy corn organically grown, when they're pollinating, they will affect it and they are going to become a genetic modified corn from the healthy corn. The same thing. Yeah. Right now, there's articles find out that people who took the vaccine is going to affect women with their menstrual cycle with the woman that didn't take the vaccine. What the heck is that? And also, graphene oxide is never going to disappear. It's going to stay in your body, even if you're burned down to ground. It's going to be in the air, breathe in, or be in the soil, and the food comes out, it's going to be super, super toxic and poisoned. That's going to be a huge problem. Also, have you think about, for the 20% of people who's handicapped, or another 20% of people who took the vaccine that is on their way, but they don't have, haven't have anything yet, they know their life is over. They know they've seen all the people die, took the side effect, you know, the vaccine side effects. They're going to be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to die anyway, so I'm just going to leave whatever. And they're going to start doing drugs. And that will be another epidemic. Remember, if you like, just imagine walking on the street or driving a car on the street, people are like zombie walking around because they took the drug, because life doesn't matter anymore. They're going to die anyway. And they're just going to be fat and do whatever. Yeah. That would be so dark, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna, obviously, they're gonna revenge on the society. That's a very big part, right? He's like, well, a lot of people are gonna be like, well, I'm gonna die, and you're not gonna live. So they can totally, hey, we'd watch Chernobyl. They can totally, for people who went to the Chernobyl or who is a scientist who took the vaccine and let it explode again. Well, if I'm gonna die, you're gonna die with us. Why would not? Why would they not? They would.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason they would not do that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big problem.
It's going to be a huge problem. One Chernobyl has already changed everyone's life in Russia, and like white Russian, and then like Ukraine was like totally like people was dying, race was like rate was so high, and birth defects was so high. It went all the way to like east side of the Germany. That's how far it went.
Yeah.
And lives were still changed for minimum of 100 years of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
On Chernobyl.
Yeah.
How many, you know, how many planet, I mean, you know, can we do that to destroy? So that's why we need to spread. More people need to take artemisinin. It's going to detox first shot of COVID vaccine, so you're gonna be fine if you take that. They can take out most of the side effects, but the second shot and third shot, then we really cannot help you. But you know, that's what we can do. So now I'm gonna play a video that I made about artemisinin, which is the cure for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And also I want to say the artemisinin is the should not take more too many times, because then your body is going to have antibody. They're going to be not going to be effective, you know?
Yeah, it's like emergency use, right?
Yeah, emergency use. Okay, so let's watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure many people have watched it, but you haven't, I think.
Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and artemisinin have many things in common. First, they're used for treating malaria. Second, they're all used for early treatment for COVID-19. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and artemisinin have many things in common. First, they're used for treating malaria. Second, they're all used for early treatment for COVID-19. Third, they're all incredibly difficult to be shared around social media on treating COVID-19. But not a lot of people have heard about artemisinin. Artemisinin is extracted from the plant Artemisia annua, sweet wormwood, a herb employed in Chinese traditional medicine. It is used in the treatment of malaria due to Plasmodium falciparum. It was discovered in 1972 by Chu Youyou, who shared the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for her discovery. On August 30, 2021, Miles Guo announced to the world during his live stream that artemisinin is the coronavirus antidote. It could cure almost 99% of the COVID-19 cases and the side effects after vaccination. In less than 30 minutes, artemisinin was sold out in all China online shops and US Amazon. The reason why so many Chinese people follow Miles Guo from all over the world is that he's the first man leading the whistleblower movement to stand up against the Chinese Communist Party. He holds countless CCP secret schemes of taking over the Western world and exposed many of their plans, including 3F plan, BGY plan, and 13579 plan, etc. For being the most CCP wanted man, tons of articles flooded the internet to slander Miles Guo. But that didn't stop him from exposing the Chinese Communist Party. In 2017, Miles Guo held a press conference to tell the Western media that the darkness is coming, CCP will release a biological weapon, and asked the United States to be proactive and not to be ignorant. Nobody listened, though. In 2019 December, the first case of human-human transmission broke out in Wuhan. Miles and the whistleblower movement warned their audience in early January 2020 that breakout is human-to-human transmitted and hydroxychloroquine and zinc sulfate can be used for prevention and treatment. 1.5 years later, on August 30, 2021, another news breakout. Miles announced during his live stream that artemisinin is one of the cures to treat the coronavirus. Coincidentally, artemisinin was used on all Chinese Olympic athletes in Tokyo 2021 to protect the athletes and all the senior Communist Party officials. What's more interesting is that a pharmaceutical company named Beijing Huafeng Ketai is also teaming up with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to make artemisinin. Bill Gates, who is a big investor in Pfizer, not only invest in the poison vaccine, but also the COVID cure. Isn't that interesting? For treatment plan for coronavirus or vaccinated patient, this is used by Mudanjiang Medical College when treating the coronavirus patient, but not prescribed by a doctor. Orally taken twice on the first day of treatment, a total of 125 mg artemisinin plus 750 mg piperaquine. After that, take one artemisinin quinipah tablet daily for 6 consecutive days, including 62.5 mg artemisinin plus 375 mg piperaquine per day. Most patients receiving this treatment plan turn negative in the nucleic acid test after 8 to 12 days. Please share this video if you find it helpful. One click might save somebody in desperate need. Thank you for watching. Bye.
Thank you. So isn't that interesting, Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Sneaky dude.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
Obviously has his fingers in everything, trying to control everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's talk about Miles.
Yeah.
Let's play this video. I think it's very interesting. I talked about a long time ago. I find out this video. This guy literally talked about everything better than anybody.
Yeah.
In like 1 minute.
Okay.
About what's up. Mm-hmm. It was the first wave, I think. That was last year.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed. They took your rights and freedoms. They forced the vaccine on you. And what happened? The same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class, and that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So smart, this dude.
Uh-huh.
Literally. Respect.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about like a year ago. He saw this all coming.
He knows.
Oh my God. Crazy. I did not know. So
it's like he was talking about it before anyone was talking about it. Like, remember when they were talking about how the pandemic is going to go over to an endemic instead? That's what he's just talking about right now. You know, it's going to be a perpetual cycle. And who is benefiting off this is the companies that sell this.
Let's see here.
Can you reach there?
So now let's see what's going on with Miles.
Yeah.
As crazy as the world is already, bad people are not going to stop saying, talking about lies because they're already too far. They can't go back, right?
Yeah.
And why would they go back? I mean, they've already 50% of the population, at least 35% population of whole world. I mean, look. Israel, like 85% took the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sweden is banning Israel people coming to the country.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, if I took the vaccine, I'll be able to fly anywhere I want. No. If you took the vaccine, nobody wants you eventually.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be the spreading source.
Mm-hmm.
So as crazy as the world is and all those big companies that invest, big investor behind us, pharmaceutical, those like vaccines, they're almost at their plan, right? Their plan is probably to have like 70-80-50%, at least 50% of the whole population to take the vaccine, right?
Yeah.
And then you cannot fight anymore because you took a vaccine, you're pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
So all they need to do right now, even though it's pretty black and white of the proof is here of how effective the ivermectin, artemisinin are. They're like, no. They use the CNN. They control all the big social media platform. They have the CDC. They have the FDA. Mm-hmm. All the big names, you know, to scare you. We're authorities. You have to listen to authorities.
Mm-hmm.
But people, please, just like keep looking at the pictures or the you know, videos of people, kids who took and who died, passed away when they listened to the authorities.
Yeah.
Huh? Thank you. 欢迎大家.
欢迎大家.
So Miles obviously has been breaking the whole freaking internet since on August 30 talked about artemisinin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you expose here to all the Western audience. In the future, what's going to be the most more profitable business than growing weed is growing Artemisia, which is the plant Artemisinin coming from. That would be great.
So, yeah.
That would be great, first of all. A lot of people cares about profit. If, you know, if growing that is more profitable, that means a lot more people is going to grow Artemisia. That means the cure is going to be all over, everywhere in the world. Everyone can reach it.
Yeah, that's so nice.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just when the big pharma, when they're trying to depopulate or kill people, they have their own plan, because Bill Gates and all those bad people, they are thinking too highly of themselves. They want all the people who took a vaccine die and be gone, so the rest of the world will be their elites and their kids will be genetically engineered babies to perfection in their elite group.
Mm-hmm.
Their Miles Exposure is a secret club society, yeah? Their sperm, when you go into the secret club, you have to, first of all, have to pay like 2 million pounds every year for membership fees. And then you have to sign a contract, which agreement that if they want your sperm, you need to give it to them. And you don't have a right to know who they're using the kids with, another person. You know, they don't know. You don't know where the kids is, and that's their rule. So the club people eventually going to have a group of club elites people. And that's what the Bill Gates want.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates, obviously, is not the... It's just a name, I feel like, because his wife is much more powerful than him. And the people behind it will never know. We'll probably never know, because the people, you'll never know.
Of course.
Yeah, so let's see what the CNBC says, right? Are we going to be even surprised by what they come out of their articles? I mean, we pretty know everything. Last time, they're like fighting an Asian journalist to talk about Miles because she's like looking like she's Taiwanese, she's Chinese, you know, a lot about like, seems like she knows a lot more than Westerners.
Yeah.
And then talking about law stuff without any proofs and use a lot of implying words to discredit you, right? And when you want to fight back, talk about it on YouTube.
Of course.
But you cannot, because YouTube does not allow you to. Okay, so I'm going to block him again. I also want to, before we start, so the Google search, right, after August 30th, Artemisinin was like peaked, and it was sold out in all social media in the next 30 minutes Miles exposed down the stream. While he was still streaming, it was sold out.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Globally.
Yeah, it's like both and the sword, you know, it's too bad it's sold out, but at least people are buying it, right?
Mm-hmm. I really need to figure this out, because like they're getting your sound sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, say something.
Hello, 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 hello.
Okay. So let's read this.
Mm-hmm.
A translation of Miles Guo's live broadcast from August 30. As a headline says that Artemisinin is the antidote for the CCP virus, that Miles Guo. Miles Guo is one of the Guo's aliases, as is Miles Guo. The translation on Genius website shows a picture of an Artemisinin capsule container with text saying, COVID-19, here comes the cure, Artemisinin. Mr. Miles Guo affirmed the Artemisinin discovered and extracted by Nobel Laureate Fu Youyou is more than 99% effective in curing the CCP virus. The translation says he also reiterated again that all chapters must stock up on ivermectin, azithromycin, and oxytocin. The August 30 live stream had 6 million views. Oh, they know a lot, eh?
Mm-hmm.
They care about it. I mean, why don't they care? Come on, if they think we're just missing for, just take your vaccine, live your life, you know?
Yeah.
Don't need to care about us if you're so scammers. Don't pay attention to scammers, please.
Yeah.
My God. They're obviously afraid. They're obviously afraid people are going to know about this and take it. So they're like, don't take it. Don't take the artemisinin. Don't take the cure.
We know a lot of people are taking it, but please do not listen to them, you know?
Yeah. So the WHO has said artemisinin, which is an anti-malaria drug derived from the artemisia plant, will be tested on hospitalized COVID patients. The WHO said there has yet to be proved. Of course, there has yet to be proved. Just like what Fauci said, there has yet to be proved it's coming from the lab. Again, a year later. Okay, well, there is some.
Cannot use anything against them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so close, man.
Yeah.
So, Google's campaign to push ivermectin and artemisinin amounts to the latest example of misinformation tactics. Oh my God, like, what taxes is that for misinformation? It's giving misinformation to audience. For what?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah.
Because we're not the only person who talking about effectiveness about this ivermectin and artemisinin. They're both effective for treating malaria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is that? And Joe Rogan recovered from it. And many, many cases, many patients, a lot of doctor outpatients was treated by ivermectin. And artemisinin, if you go onto the Amazon, iHerb, a lot of app website, surprisingly, you will find some reviews saying, oh, I heard some news last year review from us. Oh, I treat my COVID and it really recover. It works. It's not us. It's not just us misinforming. I mean, but what is CNBC behind? You know, who is behind Google? Who is behind investors of all the experimental vaccine, you know? It's pretty clear.
And do you think they just have a news, you know, do you think the government just have this kind of news outlet just to spread news? No, they have it because they have something they want to achieve and they get the vaccine out. Just see, right?
Yeah. By this point, we already know they own everybody. Yeah. All the media. Okay. Of course, they're going to bring up WHO, right? WHO has said artemisinin, which is an anti-malaria drug, right? It's not effective. In promoting artemisinin, Guo and his media network are relying on tactics, Graphica. And I remember Graphica. Is it the sort of amplification of other unproven? You see, when they say the COVID-19 treatment, they say unproven.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, it's unproven. I know what you're thinking, because if it's proven, then FDA is, you need to go to hell, because why are you allowing this experimental vaccine? Mm-hmm. A vaccine only allowed on the market only if there's no treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yeah.
People, please wake up. Artemisinin useful after you and treating the COVID, and also for taking out some graphene oxide for vaccine, so it can save you. You cannot use too many times. One time,
yeah,
not to get sick. Artemisinin, I have to let, yeah, here's the thing, right? Like, I don't need to read more about this article. It's just, compared to the proof out here, it's pretty weak, right?
Yeah.
I just want to show you this article. It's a Nobel Prize, why it's rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
The Nobel Assembly and Karolinska Institute has today decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine with one half jointly to William C. Campbell and to Yo-Yo. Three person. The first one is for their discoveries concerning a novel therapy against infections caused by a roundworm parasite, which is, I think it's the ivermectin. Yeah. It's...
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sometimes like world is weird.
Mm-hmm.
2015, they both got Nobel Prize the same time on the same list, ivermectin and artemisinin. Hello. Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
CNBC, you're talking about, that's nonsense? Are you sure? Just like tap on their own hand, on face, you know?
Yeah.
And disease caused by parasite have plagued humankind, and these two discoveries have provided humankind with powerful new means to combat this debilitating disease that affects hundreds of millions of people and consequences in terms of improved human health and reduced suffering are immeasurable. So parasites caused a devastating disease from bacteria and plants to novel anti-parasite therapies. You see, it can kill bacteria, anti-parasite.
Yeah.
After decades of limited progress in developing durable therapies of parasite disease, the discoveries by the years laureates radically changed the situation. Japanese microbiologist and expert in isolating natural products focused on a group of bacteria, Streptomyces, which lives in the soil and was known to produce a plethora of agents with antibacterial activity. Equipped with extraordinary skills, developing unique methods for large-scale culturing and bacteria from many thousand different cultures, he selected 50 of them, promising and with intent that they would further analyze their activity against harmful microbes. This is freaking insane. Malaria. Oh my God. Hydroxychloroquine is also for treating malaria.
Yeah, that's true.
Yo-Yo turned to traditional herbal medicine to tackle the challenge of developing novel malaria therapies. From a large-scale screen, herbal remedies in malaria-infected animals and extracted from the plant Artemisia annua emerged as an interesting candidate. However, the results were inconsistent, so too revisited an ancient literature and discovered clues that guided her in her quest to successfully extract the active component from Artemisia annua, too, was the first to show that this component, later called artemisinin, was highly effective against the malaria parasite, both in infective animals and in humans. Artemisinin represents a new class of anti-malaria drugs, agents that rapidly kill the malaria parasite at an early stage of their development, which explains its unprecedented potency. Severe malaria. Amazing, great. Just when the world's biggest evil people arrive in the earth, beautiful, smart is also created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a coincidence, right?
No. That's what it is today.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised 1 hour I got 22,000. had a meal like this before.
A long time.
Yeah.
So I guess it's good. We're doing something useful.
Mm-hmm.
Talk less. That's it for today.
I hope that's helpful.
I learned a lot.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so lastly, I want to talk about the Artemisia artemisinin. The best artemisinin in the world is in Kentucky farm, or there is a farm growing Artemisia annua. And the artemisinin, Yoshi knows herself that
artemisinin is not going to be, it's going to be
ineffective if it is the plant. If it's extracted from plant that's polluted, or if it's
heavy metal
poisoned in soil, if the air is polluted, any effect at all.
Yeah.
So anything that comes from China is not gonna.
Crazy thing that
An Hongjie told me about, because she used
like also in PCP before, right? She heard the insider. Decades ago, that the people who, the governor who are behind, wait, hold on. Hello, hello. Hello. Oh my God, you think my voice has been so low the whole time? Jesus. Okay, so yeah, so in China, An Hongjie told me that the people who's behind those factory that's gonna have a lot of pollutions, right? They dispose those pollutions deep into 1,000 meters down. So nobody's ever gonna find out. But years and years, 100 years later, there are people, after spring, they're gonna drinking the water from that. That's heavy metal pollutant, and the plants, that's no reason, no wonder all the stuff that's grow in China is polluted with a lot of chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. So they just leave it there to leak out a little bit all the time, or
no, they pump it all down there.
Oh, okay.
1,000 meters down. And then when An Hongjie asked, okay, that's crazy. What about your after spring? No, nobody cares about that. That's the ethics, you know?
Insane.
Yeah. So, yeah, guys, remember, if you want to buy the artemisinin, please pick that one. It's made in the United States. That's the best, purest one.
Yeah.
The least pick is from China.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for Tuyoyo, and thank you, Miles, for giving us hope for this world. You know, we were so, so sad for a long time, for like a week, thinking about the world is going to be so dark.
Yeah.
Even if we go out, we're going to worry about it, because so many people took the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows when they're going to have accidents, right?
You can never trust anybody, you know?
No, absolutely not. So yeah, that's it for today. Thank you everybody for watching it. I think my voice was so low today. I guess, well, what can I do? I'm just this not very careful sometimes.
Yeah.
But thank you.
It's good.
Yeah. So thank you for everyone who's watching us. We're gonna come back soon. Every time we're gonna see like new things to talk about. So that's it. I'm gonna see you next time.
All right.
Thank you, Canless. Thank you so much for watching.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
The evil CCP.